The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as you know, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages, some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our holiday raffle is coming up on Monday, December 23rd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums that are participating in this raffle are Janet Nahavik, Joanne Gerber, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, and Bobby Allison. So be sure to get those raffle tickets. This is coming up next week. And our grief retreat, this is our winter grief retreat, is really just a few weeks away now. We're scheduled for the weekend of January 10th through the 12th in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. There are still some openings if you'd like to join us. I will be one of the facilitators there, and I'll be there along with my colleagues, certified mediums Renata Santarelli and Angelina Diana. And, of course, our featured facilitator will be there, Dr. Piero Calvi Parisetti. This is such a healing event. In addition to assisting you in absolutely every way we can to heal from grief, we'll also be connecting with your loved ones in spirit. And we'll also teach you how you can do that on your own. And I actually have a special offer for you tonight. If you have not signed up for this event and you're still thinking about going, go over to our website, you can register for the event there, and just plug in the promo code MESSAGES2019. It's MESSAGES2019, and you'll receive $50 off per person. Okay, now this offer cannot be combined with any other promo code or to reservations that were already made, but you can still get in on this event and join us for that weekend in January. So we hope to see you then. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest medium is Joseph Peretta, and in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He's proficient in reading the tarot. And in addition to these other areas of his practice, he specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. He's been on the air with us lots of times before. We always love having him here. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thanks for having me back so soon.
We just, I know. We just had you on a couple of months ago, but I love having you here. We always have fun when we do the show together.
Yeah, we do.
So it's a nice thing. So we're going to talk tonight a little bit about some wow moments, or sometimes they call them dazzle shots. But, you know, I have a question for you before we even get to that. Just kind of a curious question, because I know that you're a natural-born medium. And for our listeners, you know, who don't know what that means, if you don't understand that, it means that natural-born mediums really kind of sense and see and hear spirits when they're very, very young children, you know, usually as toddlers. So I just wanted to ask you, because I was so curious about this. I know that you had a sense of spirit when you were young. You know, you could sense them around you. But did your family members notice your abilities when you were young? Like, did they pick up on that too?
You know what? Like, when I was very young, I don't think anyone... You know, it's so hard in my family because everyone is, like, either, like, psychic or mediumistic or... You know what I mean? Like, so that stuff almost doesn't even stand out. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a given that even if it did happen, we might not have really talked about it. But as I got a little bit older, like, when the psychic stuff would happen and I would say things, my family would be like, oh, no, he had another dream. Or, you know what I mean? Like, little things like that.
So it was actually comfortable for them as well, though, because it was, like, so natural for you, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Basically, because you know, came into the world like this, and everyone in my family just kind of was like, all right, well, this is a, you know, they were doing it long before I was even a thought.
Yeah.
So it kind of wasn't, you know, like, I know in some families, kids will have experiences, and everyone always talks about it. Oh, my God, I remember when so-and-so saw Grandma. It's sort of like, you know, my cousin was seeing things when we were little, and so was I. So it's sort of like, all right, whatever, who cares? You know, it was...
Well,
so
I hope that we have some parents listening in tonight who have psychic children. So if you guys listening in, you know, if your kids are talking about things like that, you know, just kind of pay attention and maybe just try to nurture those abilities a little bit. That's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's why I think I do what I do today, because I was never taught to run away from it or fear it or anything like that.
Yeah. So let's talk about some wow moments, okay? And I'm sure you probably had a bunch of them, but, like, what comes to mind when I say that for you?
So one of the first ever, which was, like, one of the best. So there's kind of a background story before I give you the
actual let's hear the background story.
So one of my original, like, first prophetic dreams that I ever had was about a church shooting that my father, who's still alive, he was at Mass one day, and somebody came into the church and shot a parishioner and the priest in the middle of Mass. It was the guy had mental issues, and he had just been released from a mental institution, and they, you know, his family wanted him to be kept there, and, you know, because of all the red tape, they couldn't, and it was just this whole thing. And I had a dream about it the night before, which is a whole other story. So, you know, that day I was kind of on edge. I knew something was happening. I just didn't realize, like, my father was going to be involved. So the story was that my dad, you know, my dad was home from work when I was a kid. He's disabled. So he would go to church every day, and after Mass, he would, like, hang out with the nuns and help them and stuff, and it gave him something to do all day long. And the church was right across the street, so my dad couldn't drive, so he would just, you know, mosey on over. He'd walk and then go home after, you know, the day was done. So he was in Mass that morning, and he sat in his normal seat, and it just so happened that somebody, this woman, sat right in front of him and kind of got in his way, so he moved over, like, a foot or two in the pew. And halfway through Mass, somebody came in, and actually this man had an assault rifle or a shotgun or something, and he sprayed the church with bullets. And the woman that was sitting in front of my dad actually was hit in the head and passed away, you know, on the spot right there. And my father felt the breeze of the bullet go past his head, and he said, you know, if she hadn't sat in front of me, I would have been the one who got hit. It was like this whole thing. And then the priest got shot. It was a really tragic thing. It was all over the news. It was, you know, it was really sad. So this was when I was, I think it was 2002, because I'm pretty sure it was the year after 9/11. It was like, 9/11 happened in September, and then this was like the following spring. So it was like, and I had dreamt about that too, so I was like afraid to sleep at this point. It was like a whole thing. So fast forward, like, I don't know, when I started doing this, I was 24, 25. So I'm like 25, 26, and I was doing these little mini readings for 4 hours a night at this bar every Tuesday out on Long Island. Runyon's, for anyone who... is from Long Island, any of our listeners. And one night, this young woman sits down in front of me, and I start doing the reading, and her parents, like, best friend comes through. I think the guy's name, I can't remember what his name was. It was like Tom. It was, you know, name comes through. I asked who it was, blah, blah, blah. We're doing the reading. And I said, you know, we'll just say his name was Tom. So I said, no, Tom's mom is here. And she said, yeah, you know, she passed. And You know, as mediums, as you know, Doreen, and I'm sure mm-hmm. listeners know, we're really not supposed to be asking the person we're reading questions.
Right.
We're supposed to be telling
right.
you things.
Right.
But this woman comes through, this older woman, and she said, "You're never going to believe how I died. You need to ask her how I died." So now I'm like fighting with this woman in spirit, and I'm like, I can't right. ask her questions. Like, she's paying money to have a reading. I'm supposed to be telling her things. But she's going to ask her, "You're never going to believe it. You're never going to believe it." So I explained this to her. I said, "Listen, I know I'm not supposed to be asking you questions, but like, she's telling me to ask you how she died." So she said it's really like in a crazy way. And she goes, "You're never going to believe this," she said, "but she was a really elderly woman, and she was at church one day, and the church mm-hmm. got shot up, and she died. She was one of two people who died in the church."
So you knew who it was right away.
And I was like, "Oh, my God." And I remembered the woman's name because, I mean, she died right in front of my father, so of course I'll forget it. And so I said the woman's name, and she was like, "Oh, my God." And I was like, "No, I'm not that good. Like, I didn't get a first and last name." But uh-huh. it was just the craziest thing because here I am 8 or 9 years later, and the woman who died right in front of my father in this tragic accident, mm-hmm. accident rather, this tragedy, is
right.
coming through to me in this bar. Like, it was just one of the craziest, like, what are the odds?
Crazy.
It wasn't even the
yeah.
same town. It was, like, 20 miles away. It was so insane. And just that it was, in the beginning, it was very early on that this happened, so it was very evidential and validating for me because
yeah.
it was the one time ever that I had someone come through and say, "You should ask how I died because you're never really going to believe,
oh my gosh,
you know, like, the story."
Much.
So it was,
but,
like,
yeah.
more validating for me than even for her because I was like,
yeah.
"Oh, my God, I'm, like, you know, I'm really doing this." It served a lot of purpose, but it was very evidential, just
so,
in general, I think.
You know what I love about this? I love you telling this story because I really want our listeners to appreciate how so many times we, as mediums, are also equally shocked and amazed
oh, yeah.
by what comes through. I mean, it's not, believe me, we don't take this for granted at all. And it's, yeah, it could be pretty shocking.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for sharing that.
Yeah,
that's really
course.
An interesting story.
Yeah,
so, guys,
that
keep that
one.
In mind. Keep it in mind.
Yeah.
This is how we get information sometimes. It can come through in many, many different ways.
Right. You never
Alrighty.
Know.
So let's take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. So, Joe, we're going to go to our phone lines now, and we'll take a couple of calls. I just want to mention very quickly to our listeners, if we do take your call on the air, we really need to hear your voice. This is how we make connections to spirit for you. So I'll call you out by first name, and then you can let us know if you have a question for us or if you would like to have a mini reading and a connection to spirit. So let's get to our first caller. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello, good evening.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading?
Thank you so much.
Or did you have a question?
I'd love a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, Kathy.
Thank you. Hi,
mine.
Joe.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm trying to keep warm. It's cold where we live, right? I'm in New York.
Yes,
very
much
very chilly. Okay, so coming through, I'm just going to jump right to it. I do have a man pushing forward on the other side who comes through with the information that he passed a little bit younger, and I do keep getting kind of a quicker passing with this man. And he does show me my symbol for when someone usually gets a passing connected to like a sudden heart attack or a stroke or like a really quick kind of passing. But he is making me feel like there were issues in the area prior to that that he knew about. So maybe he had some heart issues or there was maybe something with the lungs going on, but the passing is still kind of quicker. Would you understand who this is just yet?
Yes.
Okay. Would this be a husband for you?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what it felt like. Please know that your husband is here today. He gave me a very strong connection to the month of April and actually showed me my birthday, which is the 16th. So I don't know if there's like a birthday around April 16th or like a significant event around that day, but I feel like it's around my birthday. But he also said that he's coming through to you today specifically not just because of the holidays, but he said this time of year is extra hard, but not just because of the holidays. So did you lose your husband around the holidays or is like your anniversary
yes.
or something? So he passed around like Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, like that?
He passed 3 days before Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. So please know that your husband is coming through not just because the holidays are always hard for those who are grieving, but because it's his passing anniversary. So he knows that you're extra on your mind this time of year. Now, he keeps giving me sun energy. So do you have a son of your own, or does your husband have a son?
Yes.
Okay, because he's just shown me one, though. So he has a son and you have a son, like separately?
Yes, but we also have a son together.
You know what? I actually kind of feel like it might be his son that's just biologically his.
Okay.
He's bringing him up. You know, he showed me distance, so do not speak to the son or does he live far away? Because I'm getting kind of a distance with you and that son, like his biological son that wouldn't be your biological son. Would you understand that?
No, they both live. He has two sons, actually, and they both live pretty close.
They're close. And
I'm closer emotionally-wise to one than the other. The other one I don't see very often.
Okay, so the one that you don't see as often, the one that's a little bit more distant, Your husband said specifically to single him out to say that he's really looking out for that son, because I kind of feel like this. He may be really struggling with his father's passing around this time of year as well, for the same reasons. But he's sort of making me feel like his son is really wishing that he could, like, call him up and talk to him about something right now, like an advice thing. Like, he's really wishing, oh, my God, like, I wish my dad was still here so I could call him and ask him about this. And it sort of feels like it has something to do with money or, like, a work thing. Like, he's basically, the message is really that he can still ask him for the advice he'll get in one way or another. It just might not be through a phone call or a text or as direct as it used to be when he was physically here. But he still is, and he's still there to help his son. So if you can pass that message along, just let him know. And also, would you understand who Joanne, Josephine, like the Joe name is?
I don't think so.
It's okay if you don't. I do think it's someone alive, though, that your husband's acknowledging. Like Joe, Joanne, Joan, Josephine. I'm pretty sure it's just Joe, like my name, like Joseph. And he keeps pointing down, which is always like symbol for someone who's here in the physical world with us still. So it's just someone that he's calling out to, you know, that he's around. But please know that your husband really is with you through this holiday season, and he just knows he's really making it feel like you're having kind of a rough time right now. I don't know if this year has been worse than others or what the deal is, but he's making me feel like you really, really need to know that he's there. So please know you could still ask him for anything. Your husband said, I was always there when he needed me, so please know that I still am. He showed me doves, which is always when they want to say that they're at peace and they're okay. I'm sure you know that, but he just wants me to reiterate it to you because he really wants you to feel his presence. So anything that you do this holiday season that makes you feel like your husband is around, please just lean into that because it's going to help you. Because he said that you're just, like, he's really making me feel like you're really missing him or really needing to know that he's there. You can even ask him to send you a sign. They always listen. It might not happen a second after you ask, but they will get it to you. He also told me really quickly, because I kind of feel like we might be running out of time here, but after the holidays, he's making me feel like there's a couple of doctor's appointments that he wants you to make sure that you either make or keep. So I don't know if you have them made already. But if you don't, and you know they're due for like an eye exam and a physical, just go get them done. Because he keeps showing me you like putting them off, and he said after the holidays, like January, February, it's not for any major reason other than he just wants you to go and make sure you're taking care of yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so just don't put anything off. Hold on a second. Doreen, how are we doing on time? Do I have some more time?
About 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, good. So he also showed me, did he play like, I don't know, chess or checkers or something or any kind of like board game? He keeps showing me like a black and white checkered like board, but it could be like a floor in someone's house too. You know, some like bathrooms have that. Would you understand what that is? Like, is he a chess player, a checkers player, or is that like indoor bathroom?
No, not really.
It's okay. Just keep it there. He just keeps showing me like the a chess board or a checkers board. There's something about like a board game or... Again, show me the holidays. So I don't know if that's something that ends up happening on or around the holidays, you're playing a game at Christmas. But just keep it there because it's just something he wants to bring up to let you know that he's around your husband. That's super important. Okay?
All righty. We have to leave it there. But, Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Kathy. Alrighty. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All righty, let's get to our next caller. I think we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading with Joe, or did you have a question?
A mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay, Kathy.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Have I read you before? This sounds familiar to me.
It was a while ago, but yes.
It was, I don't remember, so that's good for us. For reading purposes, because your energy is familiar. Okay, so now, your dad is on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because I immediately feel dad. Now, he showed me my symbol for when I'm supposed to bring up a new baby. So do you know if anyone's pregnant, like right around, did they just announce it, or do you know if anyone's trying right now in your family?
I don't think so, but I'm writing it down.
Yeah, write that down. That's important because your father's acknowledging a new baby.
Okay.
You'll be hearing about it very soon. It feels like it's right around now. the announcement, or you'll be finding out privately, but I will tell you, it doesn't feel like it's like with one of your kids. It might be with like a niece or a nephew. Like, it feels like it's like one step away from you rather than like your immediate, like if you have children of your own, like that. It's a little bit removed, but
okay.
it won't be like your, you know, nail technician's daughter, you know, cousin. Like, it's not that
okay.
far away.
That's good news.
Yes, it's very good. And it actually may be either that she's having twins, or it's like right on, the, like Irish twins, like right on the tail of the last baby, because I keep getting either twins or like real close. But it's happy. Like, there's nothing, this isn't like a teen runaway pregnancy or anything where we have to worry about it. Like, if this is all, everything's good. Everyone's
okay.
old enough, healthy. It's a positive thing, I promise.
Okay.
Kathy, your father said to tell you, he said, now, these are his words, so don't shoot the messenger. But he said,
okay.
ask my daughter when she's going to learn to say no to people. I don't know who you've been taking care of recently or who you've been stretching yourself a little too thin for, but your father's making me feel like you're ready to snap. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
but
perfectly.
He said, he's so funny about it, though, because he's like, ask my daughter when she's going to learn to say no to people. Please take your father's advice, because I feel like there's you have too much on your plate right now. And I know everyone can say that around the holidays and everything, but you really do. Is there another Kathy, Kathleen, Catherine, like another person in your family with that name?
It's a cousin, but it's my cousin's wife.
He said the other Kathy. Like, I'm supposed to put it the other one. So it's your cousin's wife.
Yeah, well,
your name.
My family always called me Kathleen. They didn't call
mm-hmm.
me Kathy. My father
okay.
especially would never call me Kathy.
He called you Kathy. Gotcha. So it's the other
Kathleen.
One with your name. Okay. He showed me the two of you together, though. So does she come to the holidays? Or, like, are you going to be seeing the other Kathleen soon? Like, would you, you know what I mean?
No, I also have a second cousin who's named Kathleen,
mm-hmm.
but she's Kathleen
mm-hmm.
with a C, but not mm-hmm. in our immediate family.
Well, it doesn't have to be immediate, but he keeps showing me you seeing one of them soon. So I don't know if it's, again, it's around the time of the holidays, so a lot
okay.
of people are reuniting. But if it's not that, it'll be for some other reason. But your dad is what I call
okay.
current events. Like, they're just letting you know if they see things that are going on. Do you
right.
have firefighters or police in your family?
My father was a policeman.
Oh, okay, because he showed me, like, cop uniform, like police connection. And there's no one else? It was just dad? Because I kind of feel like there's somebody else.
My son wants to be a court officer. He's going to be taking the test very soon.
Okay, I think he's going to pass that, because your dad made me feel like he wasn't the only one, like, in law enforcement or, like, that kind of vibe in your family.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you kind of, this is coming out of nowhere, but do you know anyone who passed in 9/11? Because I keep seeing the Twin Towers, like, or anyone who's like a first responder or something that would have been, like, I don't know if dad was connected to somebody like that, or if you personally know someone, but there's some connection to that. I don't know who that would be. Like, I'm not getting too much about it. Your father's just telling me to bring up the connection. Do you understand that? I mean, I know you're from New York, so
the only person I know is the gentleman that lived around the corner from us here. That's
and
it.
He has that man?
Yes. Yes.
During the 9/11 attacks?
Yes.
Okay, because
yes.
I think your father's just having me bring him up, too. But he was, like, he responded to it, or he worked there? Because I feel like I'm talking about someone
yeah,
who was,
he
like,
was
helping.
Yeah, he was a
firefighter.
He was a Port Authority police.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because it wasn't like someone who was working in the building. It felt like someone who was responding to the event.
Right.
So please just know that dad is acknowledging that man on the other side as well. And would you know who Paul is? Paulie, like that name? The P-A-U?
Paul? Again, it's my cousin's child who's named Paul.
Okay, who's alive, right, Paul? Because I feel like
yes.
it's someone living
mm-hmm.
that your father's just acknowledging he's around. So you said it's your
yep.
cousin's son is Paul?
Yes.
Do you know if they're having any issues, like, in school?
Oh, wait a minute.
Right,
I actually... I have a friend that passed who's named Paul. It was a long time ago.
I don't want to make that fit because I think it's someone
okay.
alive, because he showed me like a school issue. So do you know if their son is having some kind of like issue in the school with learning? I don't know how much you would know about it if you don't talk to him a lot or if you do.
Yeah, I don't really.
Dad is, You wouldn't know too much. Oh, okay, but just so you know, your father's on top of it. Like, he's watching everybody. So if you hear anything about it, if you can, or like, you know, Facebook is a good tool, if you go look on Facebook and see if they posted something. But I there's like some kind of like school issue with like learning, or maybe there's like a learning disability. But this kid Paul's gonna be fine. Like, I'm not really worried about it. It's gonna be something he has to deal with like his whole life, but he'll be good with it. But your dad is just letting you know he's on top of things. Like, that's really the point of this, is that he's not missing anything. And a lot of good energy with that. Like the so he's gonna be like a court, like bailiff kind of thing, your son, that's how that's working, like a police officer in the courts.
Yes.
There's such a good feeling about that. Like, I don't know if this is, it's almost like a finally feeling your father gives me, like, oh my God, this kid finally found what he's gonna do. Or like, I don't know if he's been waiting to do this or has just been trying to figure out what he wants to do, but he feels like he's finally in the right spot, according to dad. So if he has any doubts about it or has had any doubts in the past, please tell him to just go with this, because it feels like it's the right thing, for sure.
Good. Perfect.
I think we're going to leave it there.
Okay, perfect.
We're just about out of time. But Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped.
Yes, it was great. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
So we have time for maybe fit in one more phone call. So let's go to Denise calling in from New York. Are you with us, Denise?
I am. Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have
a mini
reading with Joe?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, Denise. All my New Yorkers are calling tonight. This is great. So, Denise, I have... in 5 minutes, I have a lot to squeeze in, so please forgive me if I make your head spin. But I do have a younger male energy on the other side. So did you lose, like, a son? Or I don't know if that would be, like, somebody else's son, but I do have much younger male on the other side.
I had a younger cousin. He was about 10 years younger than me.
Gotcha, because and he passed quite some time ago, correct?
No, just about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, all right. I will take that, but... Okay, so that's one. So I have, like, father energy coming through, but he's giving me the information then, so he's the other male energy that's there then, so I have two men and a woman. And one of them keeps telling me that they've been there for a long time. So I don't know if your dad would have passed, like, when you were
younger. My dad. Yes.
Like, but I almost feel like you would have grown up without dad physically there, or, like a long time ago. Do you understand?
He was there, but he wasn't kind of very involved with us.
All right. Well, we could maybe make that. I don't want to make it fit, but I can understand why I'm getting it like that. But he has been passed for like more than 5 years, correct, your father?
Oh yes, about 15
years. Okay, all right, because it feels like it's a long time.
Yes.
And then there's also a very, very strong and loving, I might add, mother energy on the other side.
Okay.
And she keeps giving me the name, like, Margaret, Marjorie. I'll even take like Mary or Maria, like that. I don't know if that would be like a grandmother of yours. Could even be like great aunt, but I'm getting her like much more, like a lot older than you is how she comes through. So do you know if you had, it doesn't have to be
my name. My grandmother's middle name was Mary.
Okay. And that was on your dad's side or mom's side?
On my mom's side.
All right. I'll understand that, because if I think it's mom, sometimes it'll be like mom's mom. So I'll accept all of that. If you would have said dad's, I would have said I had a different person, but okay. So I have these three here. I'm going to go back to your cousin, because he was the first one to come through again. I know I said I was going to kind of make your head spin here a little bit, because most people don't have this many people come through in 5 minutes. Your younger cousin, he said something to me about his... So do you still talk to his family, just yes or no for right now? Okay, because I feel like it's a message you have to pass along to them. And it has something to do with the house that he lived in. And I keep seeing, it's so funny, but I keep seeing like a price and the price changing. Do you know if did they sell that house yet, or are they thinking of selling the house that he lived in?
His parents have been talking about selling their house for a very long time.
Okay, and that was the house that he lived in.
He lived, yes, not most recent to his passing, but yes, he lived there.
So the house most recent to his passing, is that sold already?
He was in an apartment.
Okay, so then it might be his parents. Only if they're talking about selling.
They do. On and off, they always talk about selling it.
But there's something that he like kind of laughing about with the price. Like, I don't know if the price that they want to list it for is always changing. Like, he's kind of laughing about, like, I keep seeing, it almost looks like, you know, when you, like the oh my God, when they, it was the mileage on a car, like when that, those like numbers turn, like I keep feeling like it's like that. Like it's like, it keeps going up and down. It's the funniest thing. So I feel like they can't agree on how much they like want to make on this place or something, or how much they should sell it for. Like, it's kind of a funny thing that he's showing me.
Excuse me. I think they're disagreeing on the price.
Probably.
I think his father is tending to go high, and it's an unrealistic amount from what I understand.
I can see that because it's kind of comical, like the way he's giving it to me. Now, he also showed me, and then I'm going to move to your to Dad. But he showed me Annie, like Little Orphan Annie. So I'm even supposed to say the name Annie, or like if someone had really curly red hair or something, or if there's like a connection to that. I just don't know what it is. Would you understand what that is? Like if someone had really curly, unless someone was adopted, but I don't think that that's what I'm supposed to say. That's not my symbol for adoption. I think this is more about like curly red hair or like the name Annie. It's okay if you don't understand it right now. I just want to get to her dad, but just, yeah, that's okay. Just leave it there.
We have
think
about 1 minute.
Okay. So your dad now, just really quickly. So your father talked about, he showed me a cemetery, and whenever they show me like a tombstone, it's usually their final resting place or, you know, that kind of situation. But your father made me feel like I had to talk about plots and some kind of debate on where someone was going to be buried, if it was going to be in one cemetery or in another, or what. Do you know when Dad passed if he was like there was an intention to be like laid to rest in one place, but it ended up being another? Or would you know anything about that?
I would know, and that doesn't sound familiar. We always knew where he was going.
He was going to be. So this might not be directly with your father and his passing, but there's something about like a discrepancy with someone's passing, like that he wants to talk about where they wanted to be in one place, but they ended up...
I don't
up
know being... if this is possible, but there, we have multiple plots in this cemetery, and there's one person now that he hasn't passed yet, but he's been fractured off from the family, and we don't want him in the cemetery. I don't know if that's what he's talking about.
Can I tell you that might be it? Because I feel like there was something about someone like that was supposed to go into one like plot, or, you know, and then ends
but
up
he's still
like
alive.
In another... But he's still alive. So when he passes, that could be 50 years from now. I don't know. But I don't think he's going to end up in that group. FYI, according to your dad, I feel like it's like someone's getting the boot or they're deciding to lay them to rest somewhere else. Like there's it's like a little bit of some kind of discrepancy or argument or something. So just your dad just bringing it up, I'm sure this is not because it's going to come up soon or anything. It's just something your dad wants to acknowledge. But I have to say, he's not quite laughing about it. Sort of feels like it might be a little bit of a drama situation, to be quite honest.
Sounds
so
accurate.
So something to keep in the back of your mind for whenever that happens. Okay?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, we have to leave it there. Denise, thank you for calling into the
thank
show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good night.
Take care. Thank you. Happy holidays.
All righty. We're going to take a very quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941. 3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta, but before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Home Depot, Priceline, Sirius Radio, Sony, and many, many more. So go to the foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, let's get back to our show and our callers. We have time for a couple of more. I believe we have Emily calling in from Alabama. Are you with us, Emily?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay, turn you over to Joe.
Okay, Emily. So I have on the other side, So I have a female energy coming through. I'm not 100% sure who she is to yet. I want to say it's grandmother, but give me a second, because she's kind of coming through a little bit fuzzy, which happens sometimes. Doesn't mean she's not okay. It's just a matter of how she's coming in. Now, Emily, are you like a teacher or a nurse, or is that like a sister of yours or something? Like, she keeps having me
My
talk about
My mom
like,
is a nurse.
Oh, and your mom is here in the physical world, or mom's past?
Yes.
Mom's
she's
past.
Here.
Oh, she's here. Okay, because I was going to say, I don't feel like I have your mother. I believe this would be her mom then, your mom's mom, who's passed, or
no.
That one's still here. She's still alive, your grandmother?
On my mom's side, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still sticking with mom's side, so this could even be great-grandmother. I know I'm going kind of far back now, but she's making me feel like she is on mom's side. So, but she is making me feel like she knew you, so I don't know if you knew your great-grandmother or not, but she makes you feel like she had some time with you, this lady. So you said your mom is a nurse?
Yes.
Okay. Now, according to your grandmother, something is changing with mom's job. And she showed me your mother, like, working a little bit less. So is your mom thinking of maybe, like, I don't know, semi-retiring or, like, doing less hours or something or condensing her hours?
My grandmother on my mom's side has just stopped working.
Okay, gotcha. So your grandmother, and is she also a nurse or something, your grandmother?
No.
But she stopped working, so she's not connected to that nursing teaching world, but she's the one who just retired.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll take that. I think that might just be an acknowledgement from Spirit.
Okay.
Now, would you know who your great-grandmother keeps showing me, GL? Is there like a Gail, Glenda, Glenn, like a GL name?
Linda Gail.
Oh, it's like it's Glenda Gale is the full name?
Yes.
Oh, and who is Glenda Gale now? Is that someone who's passed or someone alive?
That's someone alive, but she shares the same name as my grandmother who has passed away.
Oh, so your grandmother is also Glenda?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I want to go, because the person alive isn't. So your grandmother, Glenda, who passed. I got to tell
Linda.
You, Glenda.
Linda.
She's around you all the time, this lady.
I think she was saying it's Linda Gale. Is that correct?
Linda Gale. Okay, I'll take the Gale. Thank you, Doreen, because I wasn't hearing that. It was kind of quiet, the connection. I'll take the Gale name. Okay.
Okay.
So that grandmother, she showed me my symbol for when somebody's around, like white on rice, like with you all the time. But okay. I got to ask you kind of a funny question. She keeps showing me, like, jack-o'-lanterns and horror movies and stuff. So, like, do you have any, I don't know, are you like a horror freak or, like, you have a connection to
Every year she did a Halloween party.
So she was a big Halloween person.
With us.
Okay, yeah, because she made me feel like I had to talk about Halloween or horror or both. So I'll take that if that was like a big thing, and I'm sure you went to your grandmother's party.
It's a big thing. This is the first year we didn't have it.
Oh, okay. So please know she's just bringing it up. That's all. It's close to her heart.
Okay.
No, she literally told me just now, she said, someone's going to pick that tradition up eventually. I don't know if it's you, but I really think somebody, like, maybe you might have one more year without it, but I kind of keep seeing someone get a little bit sick of not having it and being like, no, we're going to do this in her honor, or, you know what I mean, we're going to keep this going for her. I really like that.
Okay.
Now, I didn't hear what state you were in, but are you in the South?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Because she's giving me very, like Gone with the Wind vibes, which is usually for me when I'm supposed to acknowledge, like, the South.
Okay.
But did she have, like, a big, beautiful home or something, your grandmother? Or I don't know, like, I'm really getting, like, she's painting quite the picture, your grandmother.
Yes, she had a beautiful home.
Like, really nice. Now, would you know what the connection to the number 15 is? Is there something on the 15th of a month? Like, is that a specific date? Or I guess it could be, like, January 5th if she showed me 1-5. But I keep feeling like there's something with the number 15 that's significant. Usually, that'll either be like an address or like a day of the month, like the 15th. It's okay if you don't understand it right now. Just keep it there. Your grandfather's also on the other side, because she's standing with a man in her generation. So it's either got to be your grandfather or, like, it could be a brother or brother-in-law. But she says connected to this man, the 15. So I don't know if you would know, you know, again, if there's like a grandfather that passed or was born on the 15th, or like if she had a brother or something, but just ask if you can, if you don't know about it, because I keep hearing that man with the 15 connection, or again, it could be January 5th. I don't want to make that fit, but it could be. He's there as well.
2 seconds left on this one.
Now, really quickly, do you know if anybody is using marijuana as like a therapeutic thing for like anxiety or sleeping or depression or anything, or self-medicating?
I believe
even
so.
You know? Okay, because your grandmother said she knows about that, like that she sees it. I'm getting half and half with that. Like it might kind of help, but it also might be becoming a vice. So just keep an eye on whoever that is, because your grandmother is spilling the tea on them, as they say.
Okay, good. She needs to.
Yeah, I think so. So please keep an eye, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, Emily, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank
I
you
hope
so
it
much.
Helps.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Alrighty. I think we have time for one more quick call, Joe. We have Marguerite calling in. Marguerite is calling in from, I think it's Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Marguerite?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading?
Hi. Yes, please.
Okay,
Marguerite, here we go. So,
it's Margaret, by the way.
Oh, it's Margaret. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Margaret. Okay. We had the wrong info there. Sorry about that. So, Margaret, I have a woman stepping forward on the other side that comes through in your generation. So, do you have like a best friend who would have passed, or a sister, or like she comes through in your generation? Would you understand who that is just yet? Just yes or no for right now?
No.
Okay. She hold on a second. It would have to be somebody who, she keeps showing me like a shaky hand. So I don't know if she would have had like a, what sort of look like a Parkinson's sort of thing or like some kind of nerve damage. But would you know who that is who would have passed who had like, it's like a shaky hand or like they're, like just not steady is how I want it. Like I'm getting there. Energy, like their physical body when they were here in the physical world. But a woman, again, this isn't with a man. Do you still not understand who that is?
No.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just see. So I'm only getting her. Doreen, are you picking up on anybody else for Margaret? Because I don't want to waste too much time if you're not understanding it, because I'm only getting this one lady.
Okay.
Oh, and she could show me cards, too. I don't know if that means if you play cards, Margaret, but I am getting that, too.
Cards?
But,
maybe
yeah,
I had a cousin-in-law who passed. I don't know what she died from.
Okay, and she was like a big card person, this woman? Like she played cards or
maybe.
Like a thing?
I'm not sure.
Just ask if you can, but Jordan, do you have anything
thing I was getting, Margaret, when I heard your voice, I was picking up on something with a young male around you. I'm not sure how this connects to you. It could be a son, a nephew, a grandson. It's someone would be generationally younger, though. Grandson? I'm also getting something about a really fast passing with him. Do you understand? Fast or unexpected?
My husband.
Okay. So this
My
would
husband.
Be... Okay, so you think this is your husband that I'm getting with the fast and unexpected passing?
Yes.
Okay. I'm supposed to tell you that he's been around you a lot and you are sensing him, but also the fact that there's something about, like you're doubting it or you're thinking maybe it's your imagination or you're not sure what it is, but I'm supposed to verify for you. It's a way for him to validate that he is around you. And he's also kind of making me feel like there was a lot going on right before he passed. And I feel like there was emotional stuff. Do you understand?
My daughter had a baby the day before.
The day before. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Mm. So just a lot of emotional stuff. I need to tell you, I think, from him that he's very much aware of that. And, you know, one of the things that happens when we lose someone that we love and new life comes into the family and a new baby comes in or people get married, we always feel sad because we feel like, well, they're not seeing it, you know, or they weren't here to share in that with us. I need to tell you that your husband's aware of it. I'm sorry?
He saw the baby.
Okay, but
he's
watching that baby grow. He's watching what's going on here. He's still very much aware of that. So if that's what you were thinking, like he doesn't, you know, he's not here for that or he doesn't know what's happening, he very much does. And he makes me feel that he's around you quite a bit. And he says in the moments,
in the quiet moments or the moments you're like not expecting it, that's when you sense him or feel him. I also get something about sharing time with him in the morning, or I don't know if maybe, you know, people have special moments of the day that they share together. For some people, maybe it's having dinner, or I'm almost getting like quiet moments of the morning, you know, like over coffee or tea or whatever. And maybe that's when you sense him around you very strongly. So just kind of be with that when you're feeling him. Just kind of be with that sensation, because he is trying to let you know that the connection is there. He's telling me, he just showed me all my symbols for this, and he's telling me something about to try to meditate, or are you trying to learn how to meditate right now, or are you? Is that something you're working on?
I'm doing a lot of listening to, like, books from you and other mediums.
Okay. Just try to, if you can, do a little bit of a meditation, because what's going to happen is you're going to be able to sense him a little bit stronger. But unfortunately, we're out of time for the show tonight. I wish we could spend more time with our callers when they call in. These are tiny little mini readings. But Margaret, thank you so much for calling into
thank
the show.
You so much.
I hope it helps to know that he is with you. He is around you. And love is forever, guys. You know, for all of you listening, relationships are forever. Love is forever. And so that connection is always there, even when one of you is here and the other one has passed on. Thanks for calling in, Margaret. We've got to leave it there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And you're very welcome. We are just about out of time. I really want to thank our guest, Joe Peretta, for joining us this evening. Joe, what's the best way for our listeners to reach you if they'd like more information about your work or a reading?
So all my info is on my website, which is joeperetta.com or psychicmediumjoeperetta.com. You can also find the link on the Forever Family Mediums directory.
Yes.
You can add me on Facebook, too. I have my little Psychic Medium Joe Peretta Facebook page if you want to follow me there. I usually post events and things like that, kind of keep you up to date. That's the best way to find me. Google me, as they say.
All right. We will Google you. All righty. I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. On behalf of the Forever Family Foundation, I'd like to wish everyone a peaceful and joyous holiday season and a healthy and prosperous and very, very happy new year. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.